USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Dr. Anthony Fauci argued Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that people confuse religious with philosophical objections.
There are precious few religions that actually say you cannot do that. I mean, very, very few. I mean, literally less than a handful. But people, you know, sometimes confuse a philosophical objection with a religious objection. When you talk about actually established religions, there are so few of those that actually will not allow you to get vaccinated.
Centrist Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, is insisting that natural gas be allowed to have a central role in President Biden's clean energy agenda, which puts him on a collision course with Democratic lawmakers who worry he will have the power to water down what they see as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to address climate change. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Former New Jersey Governor, Republican Chris Christie, said on Sunday that 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden is now officially dead and buried after the president went to Capitol Hill in an attempt to break an impasse among Democrats on a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a massive social spending package.
2020 Joe Biden is now officially dead and buried. Oh. The guy who ran against the progressives, ran against Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, ran to be a uniter in this country, ran saying he was going to force compromise, and he went up to Capitol Hill and he capitulated to the progressives, the liberals, and his party.
Biden went to Capitol Hill on Friday to try to ease tensions between members of his party, though his efforts to unify Democrats were not successful. U.S. stock indexes were set to open lower on Monday as most big technology stocks were pressured by an uptick in Treasury yields, while Tesla shares rose after reporting a record number of electric vehicle deliveries. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Special Counsel John Durham's latest round of subpoenas in the ongoing investigation into the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election show powerful moves because of his calls for bank records. Former prosecutor and chief of staff for the Department of Defense, Kash Patel, said on Newsmax Monday,
"The best way to prove it is not just testimony, but it's bank records. It's following the money. Who paid who to do what?" And in this case, John Durham basically says the DNC and the Hillary campaign paid Michael Sussman to start this fraudulent investigation, and then Michael Sussman lied to the FBI.
Patel said that while there are many people becoming frustrated at the length of the Durham investigation, 2 years is not a long time for such a probe, and 2 indictments have already been made. This time it's Democrats that are delaying action on 2 bills the president wants passed as soon as possible. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Wyoming senator is claiming the Democrats are purposely holding back the infrastructure bill so they can push their agendas and the other critical piece of legislation the president wants passed, the huge reconciliation package. Senator John Barrasso is saying the bill really needs to be passed, and that's why the Senate embraced it in a bipartisan way.
Well, I think the American people want sorts of things that are in that bipartisan bill. Roads, bridges, ports, airports, all of those things are important. I had some concerns with some of the gimmicks that were used to fund it.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.